Notes from the Upper West Side, a novel by Dan Wrench.
Chapter 116, Psychology and Anthropology.
Wait a minute, Banks said. That's great for five people if five people are here. But what if there are four people or six people?
It was quiet for a few seconds while Bobby just stared at Bang and really slowly furrowed his brow. Finally, he said,
Are you mentally disabled? Do you need a special glove to fit two thoughts together?
Bang looked at me and then back at Bobby.
What?
He said. He started to turn red.
Somebody get me a whiteboard. Really, wait a minute. Get a pen and paper.
I don't think it's worth it, Stiv,
Bobby said.
It's oif, Bang Honk laughed. I mean, it's Bang.
Bobby smiled and then chuckled.
Yeah, well, whatever your name is, if you start drawing me pictures, I'm going to have to leave and service my wife for an hour.
Bang and I made cringe faces at each other. The kind of faces that said we're comrades and we're dealing with something a little disgusting. Like the mental image of Bobby Whispers licking the butt of a rock star. Whenever she wants.
Hey, look,
Bobby said.
I came back here because I thought I'd order up some pizzas. What do you guys think?
No anchovies,
Bang said.
There will never be an anchovy in my establishment. What about you, Paul?
How about extra cheese with green peppers and pepperoni and oh, I giggled, a large Coke, if you're buying. When he heard that last part, if you're buying, he narrowed his eyes like lasers and an evil grin took over his lips.
Oh, I'm buying, Mr. Producer. I'm buying.
Huh?
Bang said. Bobby walked to the door to the vestibule he calls an office.
Pizza and Coke for the producer,
he said, and went through the door.
Yeah, and what was that all about?
Bang asked me as soon as we were alone. I owe him some money. I'm writing him a check, but till then he likes to razz me. You know how he is.
I've never seen him do that before.
He does it all the time.
I know him pretty well, and I've never seen him act like that with anybody. He's not that kind of schmuck.
But he was just doing it.
There has to be a really special reason, Paul.
Holy fuck, what do you do with a guy like this? I gig-cackled. He's a fag. He wants to blow me.
I'll call you Mr. Mondi.
You ever wonder who wears the pants in his family?
All I know is he has an uncanny ability to detect the taste of twat in hot smoke. So I'm going to say he wears the pants because his wife's pants are on the floor.
You'd almost expect him to come up with a tobacco that tastes like dick. Bang laughed.
Holy muff, you're not going to let that go.
Well, I'm half serious, I said. Kind of serious. We both picked up where we'd left off in the tobacco mixing and package assembling process.
Bobby and Cock? Come on.
I don't mean he's a pole gobbler necessarily, I said. But if you're going to make a tobacco that tastes like cunt, then why not try to come up with one that explores the natural male curiosity about the taste of dick?
Natural male? You're saying men want to taste dick? All men?
Not want to, but it's been documented. You don't have to be embarrassed about it. We're all curious about what it tastes like.
We're all what?
I tried to explain it was psychology and anthropology, but he was worse than Parp. He did a minor freak out, like a religious teenager after you tell him you know he masturbates. I mean, come on. Men are curious about the taste of dick. You guys reading this? You know what I mean. But it made for some chili tobacco mixing. When Whispers got back with the pizza, it was pretty quiet in the room. Bang was over in his corner, putting a bunch of stuff together. and I was in my corner doing the same thing. Not talking.
What happened in here?
Bobby asked.
It's like one of you guys just ham slammed the other guy's sister.
He says all men like the taste of dick,
Bang said. No hesitation, not even like it may have crossed his mind that what I said was between us. Not like, I said, curious about. All men are curious about the taste of dick.
Curious in what sense?
Bobby asked. Well, I said, I was trying to be diplomatic and scientific at the same time. It's pretty much been documented that all men have this curiosity about what penis tastes like.
Documented where?
They did a whole piece about it in Science Aficionado magazine. He stared at me for a few seconds, then...
What about men who've already tasted penis?
You mean like gay men?
No, I mean like captured enemy soldiers with pretty mouths. Of course I mean gay men.
Bang Honk laughed his ass off. Pretty mouths! He managed to get out between honks. Well... Okay, I said, I guess technically if you've tasted cock, you're probably not curious about it anymore.
Notes from the Upper West Side is a work of fiction. The people depicted in this work do not exist.
Notes from the Upper West Side, copyright 2023 by Dan Wrench.